So I imagine that that would not have gone over as well at the APEC had he been there as it did if he made the statement kind of off premises. So maybe that was a strategic point on him.
Thank you so much for coming. And before we run out of time, we want you to share with us a little bit more information about your organization, how people may get in touch with you, how they might participate, and what should we be aware of happening at the City Council?
Well, again, I want to point people to our website, which is occupationfreepdx.org. All one word. We also have a Facebook page, which is Occupation-Free Portland, all written out. So that's the way to connect with us, and there is a connect with us option on that. Again, the City Council vote will be late in 2016. We assume, we don't know for sure, but we assume it will be the current City Council because the new mayor wouldn't take office until January. So if the timeline is as we understand it, the SRI committee will be compiling their 2016 recommendations in a report to the City Council on October 1st. And then soon after that, the City Council will be deciding. So Caterpillar is, as of now, on their recommend for divestment category. So we'll be working all year to increase public education. And if you look at our Facebook page and our website, actions, educational events, et cetera, will be posted. And we really encourage and invite people to participate in the work of Occupation Free Portland and just to come and learn more when we do educational events.
Well, thank you so much, Celeste, before we go. And the rest of the people, did you want to say
Any
something?
final words?
Well, thank you for having us. And the next step of going before City Council is going to require us to get the help of all of our people who are want to see human rights supported here in Portland and come out and support us big time when the time comes. So keep yourselves informed of our activities. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter Miller, Maxine Folkson, and Ned Roche. You have been listening to More Talk Radio. My name is Cecil Prescott. And with my co-host Celeste Carey, we will see you next time.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to sponsor Wamba, the Analog Cafe, Thursday, April 14th at 10 p.m. Wamba is a Portland-based band that mixes traditional West African rhythms from Ghana with jazz, funk, and afrobeat styles. Thursday, April 14th, there will be a special two-set performance. The evening starts at 10 p.m. in the Analog Cafe, 720 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm. At the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from EcoPlumber, providing sustainable plumbing services to Portland and the metro area, including remodels, repipes, and repair, as well as green projects such as rainwater or graywater harvesting, and alternative materials such as 100% VOC-free green pipe. Information at 503-342-8244 or eco-plumber.com.
Show.